Hey, how you doing? Are you the pharmacist?
Yeah.
Hey, are you guys still doing COVID-19 injections?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Which ones do you guys do?
We have Pfizer and Moderna.
Okay. Well, we're thinking about Pfizer. You guys do the injection? Okay, so I heard that, first of all, my wife and I are going to have to get our boosters. Right. Are you guys doing shots for the young kids now? Because I heard that they changed the age requirement, and you can, the little ones, the 6-month-old and up, can get vaccinated.
Yeah, that's been approved for the emergency use authorization.
Okay, so are you guys doing those too?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good.
The risk of any hospitalization or serious effect with a child under the age of basically 21 is basically zero. There are side effects.
The risk of taking the injection?
No. The risk of having a severe reaction to actually contracting the virus is very, very low. There's never been a risk, really, for the young population with that.
Okay.
There's a higher risk with side effects from the shot than there is with preventing it.
Okay.
Their own studies really even show the same data. And they just actually had to retract a bunch of cases that they said that were deaths that were associated with COVID with the pediatrics. They actually changed those numbers because they were falsely raised.
Oh, wow.
So that brought it down even more lower to zero. So.
So we shouldn't be doing the little guy at all.
I'm giving you that information because I believe the same thing, yeah. The risk-benefit with the younger population, really anybody really under the age of 30 probably shouldn't worry about getting the injection, particularly a booster.
Okay. Well, how about for the wife and I?
The people who are getting sick now with the virus are all double boosted, or at least, you know, got the first booster. So it seems to be actually making you to where you're more attracted to the Omicron variant than you would be without being boosted.
Well, the Delta variant is gone.
Delta variant is gone, right. BA and B5, or B4 and B5 are what's coming in. And when you look at, like, Israel and Portugal, those two are the two highest large population, highest vaccinating rate. Like, Portugal bragged about that they didn't have anybody left to be vaccinated. They're the only ones that have been having problems.
You're scaring hell out of me.
Well, I'm just
giving
you truth information. Yeah, because if you look at, like, South Africa or from any of the African countries, really, they have, like, a low vaccination rate of, like, 30% or below, and they didn't have really any problems at all with the Omicron.
They were doing, from what I've read early on, they were doing hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin.
Yeah, they use that stuff all the time anyway.
Yeah, because it's jungle, right?
Because tropical. What they do, because they work.
Malaria?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So...
At this point, and you're also, the other aspect that we're not even really talking about is that the shot that we're giving is 2 years old for a variant that doesn't even exist. The Wuhan original variant.
Okay. All right. So if I go ahead, I'm already getting a really good feeling with you. Okay?
Okay.
So... You wouldn't give it to me if you knew it was going to hurt me, would you?
If you sign a consent form asking for it, I will do what you ask.
Right. Do you know what the side effects are of it?
Well, myocarditis is one of the bigger clotting issues or big problems.
I heard that about J&J, Johnson & Johnson ones, that they pulled it off the market because there were a lot of blood clots.
It's the same with the other one because it's the spike protein that's actually in the shots that are actually what's causing the issues. One of the other issues, too, is that they promised that it would stay localized in the arm.
Yep.
And there is data in several, many studies out that show that the lipid nanoparticles that are what the spike protein is in goes all throughout the whole body.
So it
because those lipid nanoparticles were developed specifically to treat, like, brain cancers and brain issues and stuff like that. So
it passes the brain-blood barrier.
Yeah.
Okay. Neurological problems.
Yeah, gynecological problems. So in the testes and the ovaries, I mean, our years, you know, it's not that big of a deal. But for the younger population, it's
it hasn't been an issue for me for years. I hate to say that.
Yeah.
I hope nobody. She's not.
But there was actually a fertility clinic that was talking about from sperm donors. They were noticing a decrease in sperm counts in people who had been vaccinated.
Do you have any idea how many people have really died from it? how do you get your information?
Well, you can actually go to the CDC and the WHO. You can go to the VAERS website, which is the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System.
Yeah.
And you can actually look in there, and you can put in the actual vaccine that you're looking for, and you can put deaths. And you, what that is that's a site that people, particularly doctors, because to enter in all the information that you have to enter in, the doctor really needs to be involved.
In hospitals?
Just any doctor. Right. So they put in the information, the CDC follows up on that, and if they count it as a case within the VAERS system, that means that they have verified the information that they have. There, I'm not telling you that they're saying that this caused it, but what it is that we're saying that this happened after the vaccine.
They took the vaccine.
And typically in any previous vaccine studies that we've ever had or something like that, if you had five deaths that were maybe just happened during the trial, you would stop the trial.
Now that you've said all of that, we've taken the first Pfizer injection. Are we going to die?
No, most likely not. These things that we are talking about still are rare, but there are just things that you need to be aware of, and you have to balance your risk-benefit type aspect.
You know, I went into a Kroger pharmacist. Well, actually, my wife did, and she said that the Kroger pharmacist, he wasn't recommending it either, but he said he got a memo from the CDC saying you can't do the J&J anymore because of the blood clot issue.
Right. Yeah, that's been, yeah, they put that on total pause.
Okay.
I don't know if they're punishing J&J, but
well,
all of them are having the same problem.
I heard the same thing about the Pfizer injections, that they had a lot of blood clot issues with Pfizer. That's scary because we took the Pfizer injections, and the research that, what little I do, because I'm a novice, right? The research that I got was that there were 1,290 adverse reactions from the Pfizer injections, and that was hidden from the public, from Pfizer, because they didn't want the public. Listen, if somebody told me that there were 126 special adverse reactions from blood clots, here, roll your sleeve up, we'd be fighting.
And the majority of the people, even still, when you look at the deaths per the whole thing, true COVID, not dying with COVID, but of COVID, the people usually over 75 to 85 years of age, or people who have had, you know, some major, you know, disease things going on and that type of thing. Still the bulk of it. I'm not saying that that's not every, you know, you don't have to worry about it if you're not, you know, having
I gambled at those 1,290 adverse reactions, and there were over 50 special events of herpes.
Right. Oh yeah, shingles is really coming back on people who've been vaccinated.
Skin blistering, so like they're calling that monkeypox. I'm not a doctor, but I just know that was one of the events. Yeah, neurological issues, brain swelling.
But Truth for Health.
Yeah.
I want to say it's .com, but it may be .net. But if you look up Truth for Health, and those are the two websites that I would get my information from. And the reason why I trust them is they give you all the documentation, all the studies and everything like that for you to go reference as well.
I'm going to do some more looking.
And here's another one.
And then in the meantime, you know, with the information that you've given me and the information I already have checked on, there's no way in the world anybody could ever, nobody could put a gun to my head and make me take it now.
Oh, not now.
I greatly appreciate you. Thank you so much. Take care, okay?
You bet. If you have any more questions, let me know.
We'll be.